Hello, this is your Midnight Marauder program. I'm on the front of your cover. I will be enhancing your cassettes and CDs with certain facts that you may find beneficial. The average bounce meter for your Midnight Marauder program will be in the area of 95 BPM. We hope that you will find our presentation precise, bass heavy, and just right. Thanks.
Good afternoon, folks. My name is Craig Moser. I'm here from Philadelphia. It's a wonderful street festival, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA.
If you would like to be on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, now's your chance. Want to fulfill a long-time or newly emerging desire to be on the radio? Want to become part of the community conversations on Waveform's WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears? You have an idea for a short recurring segment? Tune into a Zoom meeting May 30th at 6 p.m. online. Contact content at WGXC.org to register and with any questions, but we would love as many voices as possible to be on the radio at WGXC, and this is your chance.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cindy Miller and Matt Lenung of Albany, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Mid-Hudson News reports that seven men have come forth to say they were paid to act as homeless veterans displaced from upstate hotels by incoming immigrants. The men were staying at a homeless shelter in Poughkeepsie and said they were among 15 men recruited for the scam by the nonprofit Yit Foundation. They were told to pretend they were veterans that had been kicked out of the Crossroads Hotel in the town of Newburgh last week before the arrival of actual migrants bused there from New York City. Assemblyperson Brian Mahar now says he was duped by Yit Foundation's director, Sharon Tony Finch, who appears to have fabricated the entire story. Mayor said on May 19th, and I quote, "When Sharon and several veterans explained to me their situation, I believed them at their word. I had absolutely no knowledge of any wrongdoing and believed that their stories were real until a phone conversation with Sharon yesterday afternoon when she explained to me that this did not happen the way she purported it to," end quote. The men said they were paid $200 and given food and alcohol to scam the public into believing that homeless veterans were being kicked out of shelters to make room for migrants. One of the homeless men said about Sharon Tony Finch, and I quote, "She told us to act like we were the veterans that had been displaced. She told us that if asked, we were supposed to say we had been kicked out and Sharon found us rooms in Fishkill," end quote. The man also said that anyone in the group who was unwilling to answer was told to respond with, and I quote, "I'm too traumatized to talk about it," end quote. The false story that migrants were displacing homeless veterans was repeated widely both locally and nationally. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. Nick Reisman reports in New York State of Politics that during the COVID-19 pandemic, New York State officials made it easier for people to receive an absentee ballot, and advocates for open government would like that to continue. Blair Horner of the New York Public Interest Research Group said, and I quote, "Lawmakers would have to act on legislation to extend that this year. They haven't done it yet, and the primary election is merely 6 weeks away," end quote. Primary voting this year takes place June 17th through June 27th. Common Causes Susan Lerner agrees it should be easy for a voter to receive an absentee ballot because they do not want to be in a small room with so many other people for health reasons. And I quote, "This isn't about some special favor. This is a reasonable definition in our unfortunately highly contagious world that would be relevant, for instance, if you're a cancer patient under chemotherapy. It would be relevant if you're immune compromised. It would be relevant if you're an older person at risk of COVID," end quote. Republicans such as State Senator Mark Walczak are opposed, saying, and I quote, "We should be doing things to restore faith in the electoral process and get people out on election day," end quote. But there is no longer one single election day, but many days when voters may cast a ballot at the polls. Locally, Republicans in Rensselaer County have been charged with fraud about absentee ballots, but otherwise there have been no problems with absentee voting lately. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Scott Stafford reports for the Berkshire Eagle that locally allergy expert Dr. Jasdeep S. Bodwal says that, and I quote, "This spring has been particularly bad," end quote, for allergies. The specialist at Berkshire Allergy Care on South Street in Pittsfield said, and I quote, "And climate change is not helping. We are in the thick of it," end quote. The forecast of pollen count from pollen.com predicts that to remain the case this week. Carrie Nardou, professor of climate and population studies and chair of the Department of Environmental Health at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, said that pollen seasons are starting earlier and lasting longer. With more carbon dioxide in the air, plants release more pollen. Over-the-counter allergy medicines just mask symptoms, and only a series of shots can actually help those suffering. Bodwal said, and I quote, "These allergy symptoms can have a heavy impact on someone's quality of life, but a lot of people don't know that shots are available," end quote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. While you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, showers are likely, mainly after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 65 degrees and a south wind at 7 to 9 miles per hour. On Saturday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 51 degrees and a south wind at 7 miles per hour, becoming west after midnight. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high near 72 degrees, and on Sunday night mostly clear with a temperature low of around 49 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXE, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jess Puglisi of Catskill, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
About the Campbell. Did you? I got it. Yeah. Campbell appearing hitting him.
Hello there. Is that Eddie?
Hello. Who's that, Professor?
Yeah, man. What's happening there in England?
Oh, damn good to hear you, Helby. Nothing at all. Same old boring bloody music on the radio. And you know how one loves one's black music.
I mean, they're playing the same thing that they were playing five years ago.
Same old thing, dear fellow.
Oh, shit. What so you ain't got no choice on the radio.
Well, no choice is no bloody choice, you know? So, El, what are you doing at the moment yourself, old fella?
I've got some new stuff, man. I wanna bring it out. I wanna get it played over there. I think the people ought to hear it, you know?
What is it like? What is it, exactly?
Well, you could call it what you like. I don't have a name for it, but it sounds something like this. Have a listen.
Number 10.
This is not another fast. This is not another fast.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine, nine.
Number
eight.
Mamá.
metr llega hasta París. Las ondas viajan de país en país. Y la música es la libertad, la casa de la libertad. La música es el flow de vivir. La radio del infierno, la radio del maldito cielo, sonando entre nosotros en ciudades de hielo, en donde nadie piensa más que en su propio pellejo. No sé qué música te gusta a vos, vuelvo a mi radio con el Elvis Costello.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Now, baby, let's
number
6 6 6 6 6 6 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5
Radio
number
three. This is America and all the ships at sea. Anyone within the sound of my voice. I've got 50,000 watts of power. Electricity. Can you hear me now? Out on Route 128, the dark and lonely. I got my radio on. Can you hear me now? Welcome to my top 10. I'd like to thank our sponsor. But we haven't got a sponsor. Not if you were the last man on earth. She was prepared to prove it. This one goes out to a special girl. There is no special girl! It's the end of radio! The last announcer plays the last record! The last what? transmitter circles the globe in search of a listener. Can you hear me now? Really broadcasting if there's no one there to receive. It's the end radio. As we come to the close of our broadcast day.
Number
two.
This is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd while laughing up a storm until we were just bone, until it got so warm that none of us could sleep and all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to aid in the decay, but none of them were home inside the catacomb. A million ancient bees began to sting our knees while we were on our knees praying that disease would leave the ones we love and never come again. On the radio we heard November rain. That solo's real long, but it's a pretty song. We listened to it twice 'cause the DJ was asleep. inside yourself. You take the things you like, then try to love the things you took. And then you take that love you made and stick it into someone else's heart, pumping someone else's blood and walking arm in arm. You hope it don't get harmed, but even if it does, you just do it all again. And on the radio, you'll hear November rain. That solo's awful long, but it's a good refrain. You'll listen to it twice, 'cause the DJ is asleep. On the radio, on the radio, on the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio.
One, two, three, four, five, six.